So what I'm interested in talking to you ladies about is your friendship, because let's be honest, something like this could actually drive two mothers apart. You could say there's just too much pain, yeah. And you just but you guys have done the opposite. It's drawn you closer. Your families celebrate every milestone, good and bad, together, and I love that about you. And I guess that's because only the two of you can truly understand the loss and the pain of what happened. Yeah, Deb.
Yeah, I think it's just we band together at the worst times, you know, when it's really hard to, you know, Easter and Christmas, where people don't normally really get it, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard for us now to even fake being happy, to be honest, at those times when they really, you know, the kids should really be with us. So I think it's great when we're with each other, we don't have to fake it. We don't have to get there and, you know, say, oh, Merry Christmas, and we can just be ourselves. And I think we're really, you know, we're fortunate in that for sure, because, yeah, there's some people that have gone through similar to us, and they don't really have anybody else to connect to. So, yeah.
I will forever be grateful to have your friendship. And I think we had discussion before. I didn't know what your reaction will be to me. Mm. And you were the one that reached out to me first. You know, you just send me a quick, short message. I want four children.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you even message in those dark...
Deborah messaged me on Sunday.
God, I don't even remember that.
No, you wouldn't. You would have been in a dark hole.
Children. Oh. And then we saw each other at CBC when they did that memorial, and I didn't know what to expect. If they were going to be angry with me, would they, you know, all
blame you in some way? Because
you know, and I remember I only asked you once, and I know I never have to ask you again. But I remember sitting outside on your deck, and I think Maddie was inside, and Greg and you and
that's
I
Chelsea's
were just,
sister.
Yeah. Maddie, yes. We were talking, and then I think it was quite early on, and I remember asking you, and I gave you full permission to be honest with me, and I said, you know, do you ever think and wish that they never met? And both of you said to me, no, because you showed her love.
Yeah.
You've got such a kind heart.
And yep. There was no doubt.
They gave each other happiness, that's why it was.
Yeah. There was no doubt in my mind that you were being honest, that it wasn't just, so we grew really, really, and I consider you,
Your family, aren't you?
We're family.
Yeah.